I ask you, what are the two most important and most precious resources that you have, what would your answer be? The answer for me is my time and my energy. These are two resources that are limited. I don't have unlimited time. I don't have unlimited energy. So these are the two resources that are precious, and we need to conserve these resources and use them very judiciously. When you put your time and energy into something, be very conscious of the outcome of that entire exercise. Say for example, you're having a conversation with someone and they start gossiping and backbiting about someone who is not present there. That is when you need to ask yourself, how is this conversation serving me? Is this conversation making me a better person? Am I gaining anything of significance from this conversation? And if the answer is no, then obviously you're wasting your time and energy in an activity which is not going to give you any positive outcome. So it is important for us to understand that our time and energy is limited and that we need to use them judiciously to create positive results, positive outcomes in our life. So what am I talking about? Yes, I'm talking about the people in your life, the people that you choose to surround yourself with. You need to ask yourself, am I surrounded by the right people? Now, these people could be your friends, your family, your colleagues, your community, your neighbors. There are so many people in our life, but who are the people that you're allowing into your personal space, into your private space? Ask yourself, are these people draining my energy? Do I feel disempowered when I talk to these people? Ask yourself, who are the people in my life who are draining my energy, who make me feel exhausted and mentally tired? And make a list of these people. Now, this list of people, I call them the energy vampires, who are sucking out your energy and wasting your time. Do you have someone in your life who makes you feel unworthy? Do you have someone in your life who makes you feel not good enough? Do you have someone in your life who always discourages you and disempowers you? Identify these people in your environment and make a list of them and eliminate these people from your environment. Now, when I say eliminate, you might be thinking, how can we eliminate certain people from our life? It is not possible to eliminate certain people who might be energy vampires. This person could be a relative, a family member, or somebody who is a colleague, and we need to work with that person in our professional space. So sometimes it is not possible to eliminate these energy vampires. So what is the best way to safeguard ourselves and preserve our time and energy? There are two things you can do. If you are in an environment, in a conversation with an energy vampire, you can either change the topic or excuse yourself from that conversation. Initially, they might get offended. You might come across as rude, but it is fine. You're doing it to conserve your time and energy. You're doing it for your sake. And over time, if you stop responding to their toxic behavior, their toxic conversations, and every time you excuse yourself from any such conversation, these people would understand that you're not interested and they would slowly distance themselves from you. So who are the people that you should surround yourself with? It's very simple. Identify the people who always make you laugh. Identify the people who make you feel energized and happy when you're around them. Identify the people who are always there when you need them. These are the people who you need to surround yourself with. There is a very popular quote by Jim Rohn which says that we are the average of the five closest people in our life. So the people that we are surrounding ourselves day in and day out, having conversations with, have a very deep impact on our behaviors, our thoughts, and the way we feel. It is very important to surround yourself with people who will empower you, who will encourage you, who will push you to go and achieve your goals and dreams and help you as much as they can. Surround yourself with people who celebrate you for who you are, not with people who are always finding faults with you and pulling you down and making you feel not good enough. And one tip which my mentor shared with me when I asked him, how do you identify a true friend? And he told me something which was very powerful and that stuck with me, and I use that tip every time when I need to test somebody's friendship. He told me, ask the other person to help you with something that would directly make you more successful, but that friend does not get benefited at all out of that contribution. So this is a very powerful way of identifying the right people in your life, the right friends in your life. So there is an entire chapter on creating the right environment in my new book called My Life, I Decide, where I share some very powerful exercises on how to identify the right people and surround yourself with the right people in your life, and how to identify the energy vampires and how to eliminate them, citing some very powerful real stories from my experience. And all the exercises that I share in this book work because they have been tried and tested by me and by all the people that I have worked with. So go ahead and grab this book, read this book, and share your feedback with me, because I know this book has some really, really powerful insights, some very, very powerful, simple yet powerful ideas that have changed my life, that have changed the life of thousands of people that I have worked with, and it can change your life as well. So that's all for today. Keep smiling and stay happy.